Welcome to the Teaching of the Power of All with Pastors Michael and Tonya Bryant. In this teaching, they will explore four keys rooted in Scripture. 1. Divine origin and unity. 2. Dependence of God. 3. Purposeful existence. And 4. Immanence of God.
Understand that God is the ultimate creator and sources of everything. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the immanence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning.
Good morning.
RMI family, we want to thank you so much for joining. We apologize for the lateness. Just caught up with some things this morning. I don't know why he's pointing this thing. It's both of us. So, but anyway, good morning to you all. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we just give you glory.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, that
yes.
This is the day. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are walking in your divine and perfect will. Father, this morning, we thank you that we have the divine power, the equipment, and the ability within to go forth to be, to do, and to have all the good that we desire, all the God that we desire. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we are walking in a deeper relationship with you. Father, we hunger for your way. We hunger for your will, oh God. Father, we declare this morning that we are good health, happiness, love, success, and infinite money. Father, we lack no good thing. Father, you said according to your word in Job 22:28, you will also decide and decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your way. We thank you, Lord God, that this day the favor of God is shining upon the righteous. The favor of God is shining upon us, oh God. Father, we pray for our federal government, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Yeshua. Nothing but the blood, even as we enter into this new dispensation, Lord God. Father, this new season, Lord God, we thank you, Father, for our freshness. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the wisdom of God to navigate, the wisdom of God to navigate, Lord, as we get ready for this new political cycle. Father God, let your divine purpose and will be done. Father God, we get in alignment with your word. We get in alignment with your promises, oh God. We thank you, God, this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that this morning we're only going to feed our mind, Lord God, good thoughts. Father, we're casting down every thought, everything that's not like you. Father, we thank you, God, that we are defining and declaring God in us as our answer right now. We're defining and declaring God in us as our completeness. Hallelujah. Understand that everything you need resides in you. Everything you need lives in you. It is the God in you. And so even, hallelujah. I thought my screen was a touch screen.
It is a touch screen.
Okay. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we are defining and declaring God in us. Hallelujah. We're defining and declaring God in us as love. The love of God in our heart brings us together with all the right people for every right purpose. Father, we are decreeing and declaring that God in us is our success and prosperity. Our life is running over with success and prosperity and the abundance of money, Lord God, to enjoy and share. We thank you, Lord God, that this morning, Father, you're causing, Lord, our businesses, Lord, to flourish, to to expand. We thank you, Lord God, that we think right, we feel right, we talk right, we act right. Lord, we're careful. We put a guard on our mouth. We're careful for the things that we say. Father God, everything that's not like you, anything that we have said, Lord, we're conscious, Lord God, to cancel that thing and get it in alignment, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. We praise you. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. Father, we see ourselves as God sees us. We see ourselves as the divine expression of the God presence within us. God in me is my everything. And I don't have to worry about anything. We're going to say that two more times. God in me is my everything. And I don't have to worry about anything. God in me is my everything. And I don't have to worry about anything. This is the truth of me. Father, we program our life this morning for all the good, hallelujah, that we desire. God in us is our health, oh God. Father, we program our life for success and prosperity, knowing that our destiny depends upon how we program our mind. We consciously program our mind for health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. Father, we program our mind for all the good that God is. We thank you, Lord God, God in us. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that through the presence of God in us, all things are possible.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The mind of God in us gives us great ideas, which cause us to prosper and be successful, oh God. Yeah. The mind of God in us is always giving us new and better ideas for expansion, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. It's the presence of God in us. Through the presence of God in us, we know that it's impossible, that it's possible to enjoy all the riches of life, health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. Thank you, God in us, God in me. God, we love you. We praise you. Father, we ask that you be with us as we go forth this morning. Hallelujah. To minister to your sheep, the sheep of your pasture, your people. Oh God, we love you. We praise you and we give you glory. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Listen, we just want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of our power with us, Pastor and our prophets, Michael and Tanya Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, yes, what you hear this morning, it's not going to be our opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. So when we understand that, first of all, nothing happens in the earth. Nothing happens in the spirit realm. Nothing happens around us without there first being a word. The Bible says, in the beginning was the word. Oh, come on, somebody. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Then it says in verse 12, to those that received him, the word, he gave to them the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. If you believe on the name of the word, now his earthly ministry name was Jesus or Yahshua, because there's no J in the Hebrew language. But if we understand that everything began with the word, and the Father gave all power to the word. Okay. Jesus said, all power in heaven and in earth has been given unto me. It was, come on now, he did the work. Come on now, he put in the work to receive all power. Now, we've been teaching about the power of all ever since last Feast of Tabernacles, and we're getting ready to walk into the next new Feast of Tabernacles. This week begins Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year in God's kingdom. I'm going to say it again. It's God's new year. It's a set time. It's a Moedim, okay? It's going to be in God's kingdom year. It's going to be 5785. Well, prophet, that don't look like 2025 or 2024. I know, because the world system is on the Roman calendar. Their new season doesn't start until January 1st, which would be 2025. But God, the Bible says, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to die, a time to live, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up or harvest that which has been planted. Now, God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer, winter, day and night shall not cease. So when we move by God's times and seasons, which are dictated by his purpose, now we are walking in the power of all. Okay. So 5785, it begins on, I believe that's Wednesday, or I believe it's Wednesday, October 2nd. And it goes from October 2nd to October 4th. That's going to be the time and season of Rosh Hashanah. After that, it'll be the Day of Atonement. And then we'll have the Feast of Tabernacles. So in these next, we are what God's opened the door. Okay. So let's understand we are in a Moedim, a set time, which will be an appointed time, meeting, and place that the Father has dictated and declared. And you can't help but be blessed, favored, and greater when you walk in the timing and season of God. Amen. So let's get ready for this word. Let's understand right now that even this power of all is a connective place of faith to our set times, our Moedims, everything that we're doing. Now, I know I'm not the only one, but if you're really sensing and expecting God to move in this season, you already see things around you already beginning to change. Everything is you're in a new, old things ain't gonna work no more. Old ways ain't gonna work no more. The old friends that used to help you, they ain't answering your phone call. They ain't helping you. They ain't got it no more. Okay. We are in Second Corinthians. Then we might as well start there as we do this. Amen. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, okay? Second Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. And if you're with us, someone type it as so. Check out what the Lord says. He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ. Now, here's the qualifier. You must be in Christ. You can't be walking in rebellion and everything outside of God, because the Bible says no flesh will glory in my presence. You must be connected in alignment. You must be, like we've been teaching, you must be in divine unity and alignment with God. See, that's one of the stages of the power of all. See, when you're connected in unity and in one passion, one mind with God, okay? Let me see here. Let me just see. Because remember, everything in the universe comes from God. God is Elohim, is the creator and source of everything. That means all things are connected because they all came from the same source. He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, here is what we call the icing on the cake. Good morning, Brother Doug. Here's the icing on the cake. And all things are of God. All things are of God. See how God connects the power of all in this word? Listen. I know I keep saying this. God made me very intelligent, but I'm not that smart, okay? And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. And when you look at this word reconciliation in the Greek, it is the katalege of God. And it means, check this out, restoration to favor and the restoration of the favor of God in your life. So it's the ministry of the restoration of favor. Okay.
to wit, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word. Now here it is, the word of reconciliation. See, when you get the word of the restoration of favor, now you have activated that power of all, and it's going to cause everything in your life to be transformed based on the, listen, vision that God has for you to give you an expected end. Come on now, are you ready to receive God's reconciliation, his restoration of and to his favor? And if you are, someone give God praise and type, I receive it. Come on. What do you think about that? That restoration, that old thing to pass away. See, old thing. See, you can't receive anything new from God until you first let something go that's old. Prophet Tanya's in deep thought. She's in deep meditation right now. She's, Now listen, I know I'm not the only one where it seems like, well, Father, seems like what I was thinking about doesn't look like it's gonna happen. It looked like, you know, monkey wrenches are trying to be put in the plans, you know, and the Bible says that I know the plans that I think toward you, the thoughts not of evil, but of peace to give you an expected end. Everything God is allowing in your life is because you have an expected end. And walking in God's Moedim, his power of all, is what empowers us to finish the race. Paul said, I finished the race. I finished. He didn't say he finished pretty. He said, but he finished the race. How many of you are ready to finish the race? Come on now. Amen. Amen. Listen, it's funny. One of the jobs of the gifting that God has given me, because I am a master certified recording engineer and live sound guy. I was at a job last night, gosh, till about 2 something in the morning. And one of the bands that was playing in a part of the place where I was at, we had been talking like about a month or so ago, back in the little green room as he was on break. And we started talking about the Bible. Now we in the midst of a casino in the back room, and everybody back there, we're talking about the word of God.
Yeah.
As everybody on the other side, you know, they drinking and gambling, doing all this stuff. And last night he came because he was on in like another part of the building. And he said, brother, now I know you are serious. I've been getting your teaching. I've been watching ever since you started. And man, you've been blessing me. Now we in the casino, and he's talking about, man, I can't wait till tomorrow. See, Jesus went to where the people or the needs or the healing was necessary. Now listen, I'm not giving you license to go out there and hang out at the club. Okay, what I'm saying is, when Jesus was walking his purpose, he was doing the thing he was purposed to do. It was not in the temple. It was at the tax collector's house. It was at Peter's house. It was at the fisherman's house. He went to where the people were. Yeah. He was hanging out at the beach. Oh, come on now. He was on top of a mountain, everybody rock climbing. And all of a sudden, he sits down and starts sharing the word, the Beatitude. We call it the Beatitude. Blessed be and blessed be. Brother Doug over here preaching. Pastor Jerry, guys, amen. See, I think this is where you and Tanya don't realize the blessing you are for all of us through God, with God, a true blessing. Praise God, Brother Doug. I appreciate you. We appreciate you. Listen. We love sharing with you, okay? Now, listen, I ain't gonna lie. You know, I had to fight the enemy to try to get up after only getting 2.5 hours of sleep, but it don't matter. See, once you begin to put the shoes on and you start stepping in your purpose for the day, Jesus said, give me this day. See, tomorrow's not promised. The only thing I can do about is today. Yesterday can't do nothing about. But today, give me today my daily bread. Today is your day. Come on now. Point to yourself and say, today is my day.
Today is my day.
See, we're getting ready for this new. See, babe, you have to make me a little canvas thing because I think I'm going to get on Wednesday or Thursday night. And, you know, as we enter into Rosh Hashanah, which is in the new year, you guys going to come and hang out with me for 30 minutes as the Lord, as I release this 5785. Listen, we are in the Mo'adim. And the funny thing is about this feast, he says, Psalms 102. Let's just go here. Okay. Because this all ties into the place where we're at. Psalms 102. And we're also going to do, I already spoke Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Okay. And then we'll also do Acts chapter 2. Amen. Okay. You're in a set time. I will keep on saying it. You're in a set time. You are in a set time. You're in an appointed time. God allowed you to go through what you went through. Okay. Here's why. Paul said that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. Some things God allowed, and in fact, some things God put you in. See, Prophet Tanya is always talking about, you know, how she begins the broadcast, talking about Job chapter, I believe it's 22. Okay, chapter 28, verse 22, when it talks about you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. But what you have to understand is in the beginning, in that first chapter of Job, the Bible says that God called a meeting with his sons and he told the devil to show up and the devil showed up. And he said, Lucifer, where you been? Okay. And he says, I've been going through and forth into the earth seeking who I might desire. He says, have you tried? Listen, this is your father. Have you tried my son, Job? And the devil says, well, listen, the only reason why he's praising you is because you blessing him and you doing all this stuff. And then the father says, okay. Let me just show you how my sons are. I know my children. He says, you can touch everything he has, but you can't touch him. See, when God calls a meeting, even the devil has to show up. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Amen. Okay. God calls his sons and even his excommunicated son. You know, if you're talking about John Wick, you know, you are excommunicado. I love me some action films. Amen. See, why? Because when you understand all things work together for your good. Have you tried my servant Job? And Job went through all this stuff. And in the end, he received double everything that he lost except his children. So when you understand in Psalms 102, look at verse 13. And it says, verse 12 and 13. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and your remembrance is unto all generations. You shall arise. Oh, come on now. You shall arise. You shall come on the scene. That's what that word arise means. Yeah. You shall come on the scene and have mercy upon Zion for the time. Now, Zion represents the children of God, the body of Christ. You shall arise, come on the scene and have mercy upon Zion for the time. Come on, somebody. For the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. Now, here's the key. God says, first of all, the set time. That word set time is a Hebrew word, moad or moadim. That means appointed time, appointed meeting, and appointed place. He said, you shall come on the scene. So these are the times and seasons when the Father himself, he doesn't send the word, he doesn't send the Holy Ghost. He comes down to take care of these set times personally. Now, you can't get the Father without getting the Word and the Holy Ghost, but the Father is in charge of these set times. Even Jesus said that there are certain things, there are certain times that are in the hand of the Father. Even Jesus doesn't know. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo! Why? Because he says the Father, as a father, takes the authority and the responsibility of making sure his children are where they need to be at the appointed time and season. You shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. That word favor means divine presence and influence on your life. So the time that his presence and influence is on your life, the set time is come now. Pay attention to, see, God doesn't mince his word. The word is one of the most powerful two-letter verbs in our language. It's a state of being verb, okay? It means present, okay? Is and are present tense verbs, okay? Now, what God is saying is, he shall arise and have mercy and pour out the favor because his time to favor you is now. Now, the Moedims and the set times of God activate your future into your present. Okay.
Hey there. I've got a really...
Sorry.
Listen. I'm going to say it again. When God activates a Moedim, a set time, it's bringing your future into your present time.
12 and
13. And as Prophet Tanya is activating our AI, understand everything about what you're seeing right now in your life is changing. Okay? Everything that you were going through was only temporary. And God said, it's over. I'm here now. Come on now. You ever had something happen and then all of a sudden your dad or your mom show up and it just causes everything to change? Okay. The Father says, I'm here now. Come on.
So, I mean, it's a kind of a simple analysis, but it says this passage, Psalms 102, 12 and 13, speaks of God's eternal nature and the assurance that he will show mercy and favor in his appointed time.
Wow.
It's a reminder that even in moments of distress or difficulty, God remains steadfast and will bring restoration and blessing at the right moment. And even as I was reading that, I thought about what's going on with this whole election.
Oh, wow.
And what's going on in our nation and the division, you know, but this is so reassuring that God, like you said, he will show mercy and favor in his appointed time.
Come on.
It's a reminder that even in moments of distress, I think our nation right now is going through a lot of distress. Distress or difficulty, God remains steadfast.
That's right.
And will bring restoration and blessing at the right moment.
See?
And so then that means that we have to really be in relationship with God, really understand, because God can speak something and we can get ahead of God. Okay. And God saying, I spoke that, but this is not the right time, son. This is not the right time, daughter. So you have to really understand and know and be in close proximity as it relates to your relationship with God. You've got to, again, this whole idea, the power of all. So yes, God is speaking. However, you need to know, God, what is your timing?
That's it. To everything, there's a season and a time.
Yeah.
See, and now you were saying something, and Proverbs chapter 3 brings it all together. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path.
Wow. So there is a path.
See?
That we have to take.
Come on now.
And we only really begin to understand that the path that we take through our dependence and through our relationship with God.
That's it. Come on now. See now here's the key. Now, all last week I was teaching about how God connects our faith with the power of awe. Your faith is an activation at the same time with the power of awe, because you have to begin. He says in Hebrews chapter 11, says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And when the Lord was having me, you know, bring down this clarity and understanding last week, it says, now faith is, but actually faith is now. So your faith is now. Your faith is for now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Your faith brings your future into your now. And this is the same thing about this set time in Moadim. Mm-hmm. See, he says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established, but it's established when you say it, not when you see it. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Faith activates your future into your now.
I would even say it's activated when you believe it.
Right.
Right. It's activated when you believe it.
Okay.
Because when you believe it, you think it to be so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's activated when you believe it. So you see it in your mind's eye. Mm-hmm. You see it and so when you believe that thing,
mm-hmm.
See, when you believe that thing, that's when it's activated.
See, because now listen, here's how we know we're in a set time, okay? Because faith is belief or believing with equal or greater corresponding action. The Bible says signs and wonders shall follow those, meaning that you're not standing still, you're moving. It shall follow those that believe. Signs and wonders, manifestation, your harvest follows you after. He says in Daniel, mm-hmm. the Bible says he was trying to get clarity and understanding what in the world was going on. And he went on a fast, and he had been fasting for 21 days. And the Father sent, he had to send the archangel Michael, which is the warrior angel, with Gabriel, who was the messenger angel, so he could get Daniel's answer because he was looking for an answer. And the Bible says that Gabriel told Daniel, check out what he says. He says, listen, when you set your heart to understand, your answer was sent. When you set your heart to understand what the Father was doing, I was already activated.
Where's that at? What scripture?
I want to say that is Daniel chapter 29. I mean, chapter 9.
So what's the context of that again?
Is as soon as you set your heart to understand, as soon as you set your heart, not when you see it, when you begin to connect and unify your heart with the heart of God. I say that.
No, what was the context of the scripture? What were
that he needed to know what was going on with his life.
I know, but it was Daniel. Wait, and who was?
Oh! He was having a conversation with the angel, Gabriel. Hold on here.
Scripture where Daniel is having a conversation with the angel Gabriel. Right?
Yep. See if I can be faster than ChatGPT.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 21.
Nope.
Daniel chapter 8?
Nope. Daniel chapter 10. Now, check this out. Now, I wasn't even planning on going here today, but the Father was. Daniel chapter 10. Now, check this out, because I know sometimes when we're going through stuff and it seems like we're getting hit by the hell and the
high. So Daniel what?
Chapter 10. And we're going to start, verse 10. Well, we'll start at verse 1. Daniel chapter 10, verse 1.
In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar, and the thing was true. But the time appointed, come on now, the appointed time was long. And the appointed time was had not yet come. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. Now listen, listen. Faith can't even be activated unless understanding is present. In those days, Daniel was mourning or fasting 3 full weeks, 21 days. Three in the Bible represents obedience. And he didn't eat no meat or no pleasant bread or no wine, none of that stuff. And for time's sake, verse 7. And he says that he lifted up his eyes, verse 5. And he looked, behold, there was a man. So God manifests himself, okay? Clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold and ephod. His body was like beryl. His face appeared like lightning. His eyes were like lamps of fire. He's describing Yahshua, okay? His feet like the color of polished brass. Ooh, man of color. Okay, and the voice of his words was like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me didn't see the vision, but they were quaking and fell, quaking or fear fell upon them, and they fled. Therefore, I was left alone. See, when the Father's doing something in your life, he has to get you by yourself, because everything he begins to speak and do in your life ain't for everybody else to know. It's for you and him. Come on, somebody. Are you with me today? And he said, And I heard the, and I was there left alone, and I saw this great vision, and there was no strength left in me. Wow. Okay, he fainted. Okay, he fell into a vision state. Okay,
and it says with fright here, so he was afraid.
Well right here he says,
I grew weak and faint with fright. That's what it says in the Amplified version.
Okay. Yet heard I the voice of his words. And I heard the voice of his words, then I was in a deep sleep on my face.
Wow.
And my face was to the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, Daniel, O man greatly loved. Okay, he said, Daniel, this is the Father. O man greatly loved, I think. Understand the words that I speak unto you. Stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. No. This is the angel. And when he has spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. This could be the Father right here. Lord, give me revelation on that. And he said, fear not. Yeah, because this is God. Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for your words. But the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there, the king of Persia. Now I am come to make you understand what shall befall your people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. So, this is probably Gabriel, and he's talking to Daniel, saying, look, when you set your heart to understand, I was sent to give you this. Yes, go ahead, amplify.
So in the 12th verse, it says, then he said to me, don't be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before your God.
Oh, come on now. Come on.
So he set his heart for understanding, but he also humbled himself, right? He became solely dependent upon God.
There we go.
Humbling yourself, humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to your words.
See.
So there's a posture, right? There's a posture that we have to have. Not only did he set his heart, and in that word heart, it's not just denoting this, but it's his mind.
That's right.
He set his mind. God, I want to understand your ways.
And understand what you were showing me.
Yeah. Understand your ways. Give me insight. And so in understanding God's ways, there's a humility. And even in this season of Rosh Hashanah, that word, and then the days of awe.
Oh my God.
Because that's all about humility, isn't it?
Oh man, it's a time of repentance. He gives us,
yes.
He gives us 10 days to repent,
so,
to reflect.
So here Daniel is like, God, I want to understand, and I come, Lord, I come not with my human knowledge.
That's right.
But it's the God in him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, God, I'm humbling myself because I want to understand your words. Because you said something so profound, I think, I don't know if it was last service or the service before, about how the Hebrews, the levels of understanding.
That's right. Right. To every verse, every word in the scrolls or in the scriptures, there are 75 levels of revelation.
And so this is what Daniel, in my understanding, he was wanting deeper revelation.
Yeah.
And as you go deeper in God, you realize how much you don't know within your own human self. And so then it causes a humbling. It causes, because without God, it is in him that we move and have our total, mm-hmm. our entire, all of our being.
Come on.
In him. It's the God in you. And that causes a sense of a humility. And even in this season, mm-hmm. it's about you humbling yourself. Asking God, show me, even as we are entering in this new season, God, give me wisdom, give me understanding. I heard a man of God, and I shared this with you. He was talking about in this season, many of you might feel displaced. Well, what is displaced? Of course, I looked up the word displacement, and it's the moving of something from its place or position.
Mm.
So there is a lot of moving spiritually. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of moving that's being taking place. You might have been in a place of comfort.
Yep.
And God is displacing you. The moving of something from its place or position, because for this season, he wants you in divine alignment.
Come on.
Right? And so understand, so I'm even looking, the shift, displacement is the shift in location, the shift. Have you all been experiencing or feeling a shift in your life?
Mm-hmm. You should be.
A shift in location with an object in motion, mm-hmm. changes from one position to another,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's a displacement. So that you can get in proper placement.
That's right, proper alignment. This is why the power of all is so powerful. Because Jesus gave his disciples a word. He said, listen, don't even make a move until you receive the promise. See, even though he was the word speaking mm-hmm. their future into their present, he says, wait for the fulfillment of what I'm telling you and showing you,
yeah.
because then real understanding. See, because when the power of all happened, when Acts chapter 2 happened, okay, when we understand Acts chapter 2, they waited in one place, in one accord, one passion, one mind, and the Bible says there came a sound from heaven. God answered their understanding. No. Okay, I know what he said, but I need to have what is this Holy Ghost? What is this what is this baptism of he was talking about? And I bet they was all up in that room. I go, you know what? I wonder how many bathrooms they had up in that place. But, you know, they were, because there was 120 people up in the room. When you understand that when God was, he was taking them from the temple into the world. He says, Jesus commissioned them ahead of time. Go out into all the world. This is not for the temple. I need to expand. Me, the Father, and the Holy Ghost, we're expanding the kingdom.
Wow.
This expansion, this displacement begins with you. I need to spread this good news all over the world because my son has to come back and finish his job. Come on now. Because the rest of his job is when he reigns with us. Come on now. He whoops the devil. He throws hell, death, and the grave into the lake of fire. And then we reign with him forever.
So I looked up Acts chapter 2, and it talks about how it's a pivotal chapter in the New Testament, describes the events of the Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and the birth of the early Christian church.
Okay,
come on. So it says Pentecost, filling with the Holy Spirit. Uh-huh. All the disciples are filled with the Holy Spirit and begin to speak in different tongues, languages, as the Spirit enabled them. This miraculous event signifies the fulfillment of
now. We're gonna have to see. This is a fulfillment. See,
yeah.
See, everything that God did from Genesis to Malachi was a promise. Jesus walking in the earth, and the Bible says. And we beheld it, and the word became flesh or manifested, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten son. Come on now. See,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
So it also, because I want to, and we have to get it deeper in this, but all the disciples were filled with the Spirit and began to speak in different tongues, different nationalities.
Different ethnic groups.
Right, right. And so the Holy Spirit came and all of these nationalities, all of these people were together. All the differences, but yet there was an all and a oneness and a unity.
Okay. So you know, so now you just share something about displacement, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's go ahead.
So displacement, again, is the act of process of removing something from its, this is a usual or proper place or state or the state resulting from this. Okay, so displacement. Also, the moving of something from its place or position.
Okay, so now, remember, when Adam messed up in the garden, God had to displace him.
Absolutely.
He was no longer allowed in paradise.
Yeah.
Because sin, because he allowed a virus into God's kingdom, into the place of paradise, and God had to displace him. Mm-hmm. But if God kicks you out, he says, but I'm going to come again and bring it all back together. Now, they were all one language at that time until the Tower of Babel and Nimrod began to try to reach God again by building a man-made tower.
Yeah.
They said, we're going to build a tower all the way to heaven because I know I feel like I'm supposed to be with him. And the Bible says that the Father and angels came down to take a look at what they were doing. And they said, that they would be able to do it because these men are one. They are one.
Wow.
God had to displace them and he changed their language. The power of all, the act of the fulfillment of Pentecost was the bringing back together of the languages so everyone could understand one another. The Holy Ghost began to speak through them and reconnect the language.
Power of all.
See. Listen, I keep telling you,
I'm not saying that you are. Stop.
I'm intelligent, but I'm not that smart.
God was so, see, this is why the Bible says if the devil would have only known that killing him was going to bring everything back together, he would have never killed him.
I want to look at the day of Pentecost. I know.
Look at it.
So when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all, so Acts chapter 2, verse 1.
You want me to read it in the King James first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Verse 1 and 2. And when the day of Pentecost,
the appointed time,
the grace, the day of grace was fully come to everything, there's a time and season. They were all, come on now, they were whole, all together. With one accord, this phrase one accord means one passion, one mind, in one place. Come on now. They were whole, all together, with one passion, one mind, in one place, and suddenly. See, when we connect with this power, all together, one place, one passion, now heaven is activated. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. It didn't say a sound from the room.
Wow.
How did they know what heaven sounded like? It must have sounded totally different from the atmosphere they had been used to while they were in that upper room for 10 days. As a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house. So the house gets filled first, then the people. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, and it sat on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
That was verse 4?
Yes.
So then, okay, I'm going to read it in the Amplifying. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. Verse 2, and suddenly a sound came from heaven like a rushing violent wind.
Come on.
And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Wow. There appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which were being distributed amongst them, and they rested on them as each person received the Holy Spirit, and then they were filled, that is, diffused throughout their being.
Come on now.
Wait, diffused.
Okay.
When something is, that word diffused just hit me, because when something is diffused, I think about like the smoke. Right. I have a diffuser in my room.
Right.
And so there's all these little particles. And it says it was diffused throughout their being.
Now, listen, the Holy Ghost was on and in Adam before he fell.
So it's diffused.
Which means
there was
that when he sinned,
it
was disconnected. And it took the 42 generations and this day of Pentecost to allow this diffusing of putting God, the Word, and the Holy Ghost back in his son. Come on now.
Because again, it said they were all filled.
Filled.
And that is diffused.
Come on
throughout
now.
Throughout their being with the Holy Spirit.
Come on now. Good morning, Trina.
Diffused.
Woo! Come on, diffused.
And begin to speak in other tongues, different languages. I mean, understanding that diffusion it throughout their being, every person.
Everyone.
All.
Everyone. Now listen.
And the Holy Spirit diffused to all of them.
Now here's why this is so powerful. There were 120 in the upper room. 12 represents government, new government, okay? New administration, okay?
Wow.
Multiplied levels of new government. Check this out. And in verse 5, it says, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven.
Under heaven.
Wow. I can't come.
Of the connection to.
He had to bring everything. God used the Moadims to bring the world together, and he waited till this appointed time
for the power of all.
For the diffusion of the power of opening up the portal of the power of all. And it says that every man heard them speak in his own language. Verse 7, and they were all amazed. They were all amazed. Behold, aren't these Galileans? In other words, these were all people from the same place, one mind. And how do we hear every man? In our own tongue. So God put the tongue of the nation on the people.
Russia.
Woo!
Oh my God.
Then it breaks down all the different, the Parthians, the Medes, the Elamites, all these. And they were all amazed. What does this mean?
They all heard.
They all heard, and they were all amazed because they could not understand. Now listen, they were outside the room. The power of all was so loud and so powerful that when they began to speak from a closed door, they heard them clearly on the other side of the door.
So this was a supernatural event.
The Father showed up.
Wow. Wow.
And then it activated the purpose inside Peter.
Yeah.
But Peter stood up and lifted up his voice and said to all of them, "Yo, men of Judea and all that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these men are not drunk, but this was that which was spoken by the prophet Joel." It was the fulfillment of the, come on. And this was the purpose. This was the fulfilling of what the prophet had spoke already. It shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Oh my gosh.
And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, old men shall see dreams, and my servants and all my handmaidens, I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
Wow.
Now listen. Jesus hung out with them for 40 days, went back to heaven. He says, wait for this fulfilling. I got something to tell. I got something. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I'm just telling you, wait for the sign. You're going to know when it happens. And Peter said, look, this is what Jesus was talking about. Are you getting this? See, we can't make this up. This is why we're just reading the word to you. Why? This is not my opinion. This is not our opinion. This is the fulfilling of the word when the Father said, listen, the seed of the woman shall step and break his head. Do you understand? This was the fulfilling of what God spoke in Genesis.
Powerful.
When the devil thought he messed up God's plan because he was jealous because we were created to take his place. That prostration of worship, okay, the obedience. When Daniel worshiped, the Bible says that he fainted and he was on his hands and knees. And the Lord and the Father said, no, sit up. I want you to understand what I'm getting ready to show you. I believe this is what he was seeing.
This is powerful.
I believe Daniel was seeing Pentecost. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Daniel was seeing Pentecost and he said, wow. You gonna bring it back like that, Father? And he said, it's so awesome. He fainted. Get your seed ready because this, we are going to sow into our glory. We're going to sow into this set time right now. The Bible says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. The seed time is the sowing and planting of seed and investing in the kingdom consistently. The harvest is the manifestation of what you've sown. So there are two ways in this ministry to sow and reap. Can you tell us what's going on, how they can sow.
So if you want to sow into this ministry, into this good ground, right, you can on the, what is it, the left side?
Uh-huh.
Is the Restored Ministries. That's the overarching umbrella of the ministry, right?
Right.
And so the ways you can sow, you can use PayPal. You can use our handle at Restored Men, INTL. You also, if you have a smartphone, you can take your camera app and just click on that QR code and it will direct you right to PayPal. Another way that you can sow is you can sow through Zelle. Zelle is a banking app. And so how that works is you would use our email, restoredmenintl@gmail.com. Another way that you can sow is through Cash App. And you can use our handle, $RestoredMI, $RestoredMI. You want to make sure to use that handle just because sometimes with Cash App, there's a lot of counterfeit. So it's important that you use that handle, $RestoredMI. You also can go to our website at www.restoredministriesint.org, and there is a link there that will direct you to be able to give. We believe and understand that the seed, your money that you send, the seed, your financial seed, leaves your bank account or your hand. However, it never leaves your life. You will. There are seeds that I have sown that I'm just reaping.
That's right.
So understand that it's not, oh, I'm just an act of futility. No, understand that the seed leaves you momentarily, but it's going, it never leaves your life, and you will reap a harvest.
So when all that happened, God said, look, I'm about to share a seed with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it might take a minute to show up,
mm-hmm.
but when the day was fully come.
Yeah.
So today, as you're sowing your seed, just like Prophet Tanya was talking about. So let's sow right now into 5785. Okay. Yeah. Let's do a 5785 seed. $57.85 or $157.85 or $557.85 or $5,557.85. This is going to be tight. We're going to call this the new season seed, okay?
Mm.
The new season seed.
Yeah.
You are sowing into your new season before it happens, okay? So can you explain to them the second way of sowing?
Right. So we also believe in the power of the terumah. So according to Ezekiel 44, can you go back to that?
Uh-huh.
44:30, that back in the day, the priests were sustained by the people.
That's
as
right.
You can see the slide up there. And so the terumah or truma was 2.5% of a person's increase. Right. It's a small, there was a number of offerings that God commanded the people to give. And that 2.5% offering went to the man of God to sustain him. So if we look at Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30, it says, "In the first of all the first fruits of all things and every oblation or terumah of all shall," I mean, how many alls can you get?
Come on.
"Of all, of every sort of your oblations, terumah shall be" who?
The priest.
"The priest. Ye shall give unto the priest the first of your dough for" what? "That he may cause the blessing." What is the blessing?
His empowerment to prosper and be successful on your life.
"To rest in thine house." See. So this was a strategy, a divine strategy that God said, okay, I want you to sow that 2.5, give it to the priest. And the priest, I'm anointing the priest to be able to open his mouth and pronounce that blessing, not only over you, but to rest, to live in your house.
Because the Bible says the tongues rested upon each
other.
The diffusion. See,
yes.
When you sow into the hand of the priest, you open up the mouth of God through the mouth of the priest.
Ah.
And God, listen, honors the word of that priest. In other words, I'm going to watch over his word to make sure that what he's speaking, when he opens up his mouth, when he opens his mouth, he's opening my mouth.
And Pastor Michael and I have been practicing this for about a couple years.
No, longer than that. Because we were doing it before we knew what we were doing.
And what has happened in our lives?
Listen.
Like even our economic level, right? Just there's so much God has done.
Tanya went and received a 55% increase in her job status by doing, listen, what she was supposed to do at 18 when she was going to college, but the father turned it around and brought it back to her good when she finished her purpose and course for getting her master's of social work. It activated a new season in her life called grace. The new season that activated a new elevation.
That's right.
A new elevation in financial status. Listen, when I became that teacher and started walking toward being that purpose teacher and went from getting a bachelor's degree to getting my master's degree. Now listen, now the Lord has commissioned me to get my next level. Mm-hmm. See, I'm walking into a new season where the Lord says, I need you to go back so you can get more.
Yeah.
See, when God tells you to go back, it's because he said, Joe, if you let me take this, listen. Fruit on trees that we grow on trees, they have to prune the trees.
That's right.
So more fruit can come.
That's right.
Jesus said, we have to prune back the vine so more fruit can come forth.
Yeah.
This is what God is getting ready to do in your life. Because if he's doing it with us,
this
is why this displacement is going to activate this diffusion in your life. Oh, come on now. Displacement activates diffusion.
Wow.
Come on now. Displacement, seeming like you were disconnected, activates his diffusing. This is just so awesome. So listen, use my Cash App, $ProphetMDBryant. Sow the teruma. Activate the mouth of the prophet and watch what God does in your life. Amen?
Amen. So the ways that you can sow your teruma is that you can use PayPal using Pastor Michael's email at PastorMichaelDBryant@gmail.com. You can also sow your teruma through Zelle using michael@rtuproductions.com, or you can use Cash App using his handle $ProphetMDBryant. Remember, the seed may leave your account, your hand, but it will never leave your life.
So Father, I speak the blessing right now. You said while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I speak the blessing of the Lord that it make them rich and add no sorrow. Father, I speak that they're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in.
Jesus.
Father, I speak multiplication and increase. Father, I speak peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, I speak elevation, revelation and elevation in their life. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that the seed, by the time they let it go, it's going to multiply back into their account in Jesus' mighty name. Listen, we want to thank everyone for joining us today.
Yeah.
Listen, it's your time. Don't listen. Look for the announcement because I'm going to do a special little, I believe it'll be Wednesday or Thursday night, opening up the season of Rosh Hashanah, God's new year. Amen. And we'll definitely be starting to teach about it on next Sunday. But listen. Get the word. It was because of the word and the promise that they received all. Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed.
I love you.